Moody on the Move is presented by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Moody, and it's time again for Moody on the Move. Thanks to our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And today, man, we have a story that will knock your socks off. This is a story of a young man from Coloma and Waterville who has become a rising star in the Subway system of Subway sandwiches. The amazing thing is, when he was growing up, he hated Subway. We'll find out why. Stick around, because we've got an amazing story of a superstar on the rise right here in Michigan's Great Southwest. So, Jordan Hurst, what an amazing story. Let's start at the very beginning. You, growing up, hated Subway, and you're running it now. You own two of them. Talk about that. That's amazing.
My mom basically wanted us to eat healthy. She didn't want us to eat McDonald's and Burger King every single week. Ultimately, we all know that it's not healthy. You know, yes, it's a quick, fast option. However, you don't want to eat that every single day. You don't want your kids eating it every single day. So coming to Subway, it's the better option. It's fresh. You don't have to worry about there being all those extra carbs, so on and so forth in it, if you're trying to watch that for your kids or for yourself even. And so that was just the easier option for us. However, I myself was not a big fan of bread, just like my mother, so I didn't care to eat it. So all I would ever eat off of it was the two slices of turkey, the slice of American cheese, and I would eat the one cookie that I got with the kids' meal. That was my meal.
So you go from, you know, being a customer, then all of a sudden you're working in the system, you're an employee, but you work through the whole system. Talk a little bit about how you advanced step by step to becoming a franchise owner.
So I started my journey with Subway back when I was 19 years old. It was in between my first and second year of college. I ended up lasting for a year and 4 months for the first time, and I became a manager within the first year. Went right back as a sandwich artist, and I worked my way up, got back into management a year later, and then around a year and a half or so later, one of my field consultants that comes in and inspects us like the health department said, hey, you're doing really good. You're keeping the store, you know, very clean. Why don't you come and work for us? And I ended up getting into the same position that he was in. So I moved into that. I was the youngest in my field at 23, being a field consultant. I left my job there. I moved home to take care of my grandpa because of his health was declining at the time. I moved home and I was like, okay, back to Subway, because I know I can do that and I can get in fairly quick. And I was there for maybe 3 weeks maximum. And she said, I need you as a manager at another location. I ended up taking on 8 other locations at that time. It ended up that all the stores became available to sell. And she contacted me one day after I said, are these stores for sale? And she said, yes. What's available? Coloma, Waterville. I said, okay, find someone who can approve me. And I had approval in 5 days. And from there on, it's been a whirlwind.
From there on, it was Katie Barr at the door. I mean, you came in, you cleaned things up, you turned it around. As I wrote on Moody on the Market, we had the story where you were righting the ship dramatically, because there were constant social media complaints about how pathetic the store was and everything else, and you just absolutely turned it around on a dime.
Yeah, I just went in and I did what I knew, what I learned from working in 17 other locations and then being trained at another one up in headquarters. But I've spent so many years to learn everything that it's not easy. You know, you have to have a good team. You have to have a good, solid staff that is going to show up and do the good work that you expect them to do, because you can have a clean store, but it depends on the smiling faces like my staff that's gonna make or break you. And you have to appreciate them in the meantime as well. And that's what makes everything.
So let's talk about this whole thing. This all happens during the pandemic. You know, a time when everybody is, you know, relegated to home and stay home orders and everything else. And you persevered throughout that. And even perhaps more amazingly, because the restaurant industry has been devastated in much of Michigan because of the situation. You not only survived, you thrived. And on top of that, you didn't take a dime of the money. You didn't even apply for any of the funds that you could have gotten because?
More or less, I didn't apply for them because from the very get-go, back when the pandemic hit mid-March, I mean, I had my mother's house on the line, all sorts of other stuff. And I obviously, like any other business owner, you know, whether it was Subway or just restaurants, small business, anything, everyone panicked. We didn't know what was gonna go on. We didn't know how long this was gonna go on. I had no choice but to sit there and say, what do I think is right for me? And the decision for me was to not spend my time sitting behind a screen applying for grants and loans and, you know, praying for extra help, basically. I said, well, I'm either gonna make it or I'm gonna break it. We're gonna find out. And I started the pandemic that second week of March with a whopping $2,000 in my business account and $600 in my personal. And one by one, people started coming into the stores. My stores were clean. They saw stuff getting sanitized and they said, we're coming back. And one by one, it made it work. So it made for a very, very happy ending for not only myself, my staff, but also the community as a whole.
So Jordan, throughout the course of the pandemic, but even before, and I know your style and your lifestyle, you're going to continue this for a long time. You have been so supportive of the community in so many ways. Talk a little bit about what you've been doing and why you do that.
Everybody knows during the pandemic, the schools shut down. More or less, they needed assistance. The lunch ladies, the bus drivers, you name it, were at the schools making sure every kid was getting fed, was getting a sack lunch to make sure that your kids, the community kids, were getting fed. I know that they're struggling because of a pandemic that hit. They're sitting here saying, okay, where's my next meal gonna come from? Okay, I own a restaurant, let me help. So I made platters for the bus drivers, the lunch ladies, first responders, hospitals, you name it. I was doing whatever I could do to help donate, help feed the people that were trying to help the communities as well during the pandemic, because ultimately as one, we're going to make it through this versus everybody sitting here struggling and not helping each other is not going to be the way to do it.
Well, we certainly wish you nothing but the best in your future. And we know that Jordan Hurst is a true star in Michigan's great Southwest and an outstanding young businessman. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap on another edition of Moody on the Move. You never know where we're going to go next. We certainly appreciate our good friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we certainly hope that you continue to succeed so that we can continue to bring these great stories of Michigan's great Southwest. Also, a huge thanks to our friends from Little Red Fern who make us look good and turn out a great product for us for Moody on the Move right here as a part of Moody on the Market.
Moody on the Move is presented by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. Visit moodyonthemove.com to see all of the businesses that Pat Moody visits.